Listening Library presents Bud Not Buddy by Christopher Paul Curtis. Chapter 1. Here we go again. We were all standing in line waiting for breakfast when one of the caseworkers came in and tap, tap, tap down the line. Uh-oh. This meant bad news. Either they'd found a foster home for somebody or somebody was about to get paddled. All the kids watched the woman as she moved along the line, her high-heeled shoes sounding like little firecrackers going off on the wooden floor. Shoot. She stopped at me and said, "Are you Buddy Caldwell?" I said, "It's Bud, not Buddy, ma'am." She put her hand on my shoulder and took me out of line. Then she pulled Jerry, one of the littler boys, over. "Aren't you Jerry Clark?" He nodded. "Boys, good news. Now that the school year has ended, you both have been accepted in new temporary care homes, starting this afternoon." Jerry asked the same thing I was thinking. "Together?" She said, "Why, no. Jerry, you'll be in a family with three little girls." Jerry looked like he'd just found out they were going to dip him in a pot of boiling milk. "And Bud?" She looked at some paper she was holding. "Oh, yes, the Amoses. You'll be with Mr. and Mrs. Amos and their son, who's 12 years old.